cytokine synthase. Dine achila benigdus. Gemara says lech zav ma zava zav shnei with a zava. That you're not allowed to do achila biyachad. The Gemara in Shabbos daf yud alef. That you're not allowed to eat together zav and a zava. Achlekes we shouldn't remember and rave it. Are we talking about that they're eating mamish together on karachas and mamish eating mamish together, or it's talking about the eating on one table even if it wouldn't be mamish karachas? It's going to be aser. The Rush, what's the reason why it's Asa? The Pashas of Davar is the Rush says the reason why it's Asa is Dvar Chiba, eating together on the same table, plate. That's a certain form of Chiba. Being that's a certain form of Chiba, we want to keep you separately. So therefore, that's the Sivas of Davar, why it's going to be Asa. But I should bring down from the Rav Yoh, which says that another reason why it's going to be Asa is because being that they're on the same table together, so that you're going to forget that she's a Nida, you're just being together with her, you're going to forget that she's a Nida, and you'll come to lead the Tashmish, and that's a Siva. So not that eating itself, per se, is so much a thing, which is what we'll call it, it's more you said a Dav is that just forget, you're eating together, you're doing things together, so therefore you end up forgetting, and therefore that's the reason I asked her, Achila. The Rush says that it's only Aser. In the olden days, they had the mamash very, very, very small tables. Nowadays, and he says, nowadays, Lav Dafka, he says it's going to be a problem, but he says Lamais is still one should have a hacker. In Shulchan Aruch, it says, Leichim al Shulchan and Ken Yesh Shem Shinoi. He should not eat on one table unless there's some type of Shinoi. So, what type of Shinoi do you need in order to be Matan? As we come out, basically, you're not eating. Passing like the Shida, even Shulchan Aruch is going to be Aser, unless it's some type of former Shinoi. And the Shaila is what type of Shinoi do you need? The Beseser brings down one type of Shinoi that if she switches her seat, she normally eats in one place, and now she's eating in a different place. So not her normal seat at the table. That's going to be considered a Shinoi, and that's going to be Matar. So that's Eitzah. If she has a Kvodik seat, and now you're switching it, that would bite like a hacker. Say something brings it down, that brings it down, and that's one Eitzah in terms of having a Shinoi. What's another Shinoi? Another Shinoi is you have Shum Shinoi, Shei Davar Mafsik Min Kar Shlo Le Kar Shlo. If you have a Hafsik between Kar Shlo and Kar Shlo, some type of something in between, that's going to be Mafsik. What's the side of that Kar, the Hafsik? Hafsik is going to be a reminder. It's reminding you that she's a Nida, and you have something in between, then that's going to work. Shach shalsu dumil peches beis, got basil chalav, basil chalav is a lot that one person in basil, one person in chalav. The lot is you have to have a hacker between, so also you have to have some type of hacker, you have to have some type of hacker in between. So what does this say? It's in lechem or kankan. You have to have a lechem or a kankan. So the Tash says that if you have food, he says, dafka kishen uchim say lechem, vayin sheshen vayin kankan. As we dafka, you don't eat from it, because if it's something which you're eating from, then it's not going to be a hacker. If it's something which is on the table, you're using it, and you're eating from it, so it's not going to be a hacker. The only time it's going to be a hacker is something which a person is not eating from it. Mashenkin, if the person eats from the lechem, then it's not going to be a hacker. So if it's something which you never ever have on the table, then a chanami, that whole maybe could be a hacker. Something which is normally to be there, then in a chanami that would not be considered. That would not be considered a hacker. If you have what? Something which I can't get. Something which you never ever use it, and it's well, now you have a special food when you're in Nida, but then maybe in a chanami, maybe that would work as long as the food is still there. But something which is normal to be, then the Alamaisa would not be considered a hacker. The hacker has to be in between them, something mafsik between Karashala and Karashala, has to be mafsik between the Karashala and Karashala. I don't know if it has to be mamish, it's in between them. I'm thinking, I don't know if mamish has to be
center of the table, but mechuban can I get the Karash music?
Yeah, but that's okay. It's something in between the two of them, then that's something which is going to be okay. And the place can say that even though we're machmer on one table, but if they're very not close to each other on the table, they're very far away from each other, So then there's makom to be mekel to say that that's not considered that they're eating together and it's going to be mutter. How far away do they have to be?
Who's that?
Five. and others. They come from really from Pisley Shuva really if they're far away from each other, then let's go. Wait a second. Let's come back to this. Let's first finish up that gear. So, okay, so let's finish up that gear. In terms of what type of hacker do you need? So you have to have something in between the two of them. Does the hacker have to be any size, or it could be any size? So the stimius of the Shulchan Aruch Bayal. So what does it say? It says shum shinai shum davar masa bina levena as we. Some type of shinoi, and definitely the stimulus of the barn would sound that whatever you do, that will be fine, and it doesn't have to be anything specifically per se to be there. And peches, and by basa v'chalav, so the Taz says that it should be kuiv excess, should be something which is. The question is, can you put a pen, a key, a ring? So in peches, the Taz says that has to be kuiv excess, this should be some type of height to it. Therefore, there are some Pesachim want to say that if we're comparing it to Basal Chalav, and the Basal Chalav is a din to have some type of height to it, so to be here, this should be a din that you have to have some type of height to it. How I asked the beast, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Namaste Yaakov, writes that it should be a tafach, it should be a tafach height. Rav Yashiv went that it should be something which has a goyva, but if you buy eating by somebody else's house and other people there, so there's going to be makel to put like a key or something which is very, very, very small when other people are there, but Sira for the Pesach Shuv in the Pesach Yosef. But Mashenki in the right situation, he wants something to be some type of goyva to it. The steamiest of Shulchan Aruch over here seems to be not like that. If you didn't know anything about Peches, it says Shum Shinei Shadav Masa Ben Avayna. Steam of Shulchan Aruch definitely sounds any amount of anything which you put down. Shum Shinei, anything which you put down would be okay. And therefore, many places come to Shevi Levi and others, they say that the Steam of Shulchan Aruch, the Steam of the Echoin over here, doesn't sound like we're comparing your mamas to Basa Bachala, but it's called more awesome record then. Here you're allowed to see Rufim. And therefore, the makel is to put anything down. So it seems dumb as much to put anything down, and the makel that you could put anything down, the maisa would be anything down, the maisa would be okay. What? You have tzivim maybe in all the sun shulchan echad. You have tzivim, yeah. Chaz, can you use a safer to be your hacker? Huh? So if your safer is normally on the table, obviously not. But if it's not normally on the table, really the Chaz is more beside using Svarim for not learning purposes. What do you say? Yeah, I mean, you have nothing else to put down. Like, you know, definitely wouldn't. What do you say? Definitely not ideal to go ahead and use.
Ari.
The Chabad says another hacker shechol chach mekipim mappa shol each eats from the whole mappa. That the Rama says that you have to make karshle karshla dafkei b'shein oichol in the karachas kashitayra. if they normally don't have placemats, and now when they need to have placemats, so that'll be considered like a hacker. You're doing something which is different, and therefore if they normally don't need on placemats and they don't have placemats, then that's going to be okay, and that's what many people do. What do you say?
Yeah,
that's not.
I'll take one placemat.
Yeah. Now the Shas Minigay for the other people there, is that considered do you have to have the hacker or not? So the basically Shiva brings down from the Masses Binyamin. Even Karachas is Mekel, which is more right. Even Karachas is the ones we Mekel when the Bnei Bayis Eichelimayim. And Lechas Akolim Minuzu. Rabbi Machim Shalach Mekarachas Afilo Bnei Bayis, Medina Enisar. Limsum is Zabar Mishim Duchta, Chamechmi Afalisim. Dafka Shulchanech, Yishmach Lata Vizah Afim Kishitar, and Meichum Lefnatsmai. Because the basic Shulchanech is down from the Bikir Yosef, which wants to be Mekel, if there are other people there, then it's not going to be also. What's the Svaras by Shara Shabayas? The whole part is, you forget the other people there. The whole Svaras is Vardu Chiba, it could be Zan Chiba when the other people there. And therefore, the Bikir Yosef wants to be Mekel. And the Rishainim.
Even kids? Even your kids?
And I was like, and the Rishainim, the Rajva Mishmer Shabayas just says, problem, it's going to be Aser. The Ra'ah is Mekel, but only with Sirif, that is somebody else. Sirif that the smell is being mafsik in between you. Like you're sitting here, you have somebody sitting between you, and then you have your wife. Mashenkin is just eating by himself. There's nothing being mafsik in between. What? Yeah, because you have shochanachas. You have shochanachas. You have something in between. So that's like a hacker. Just like you're putting a food in between, you're putting a person in between. The mice that's. The Maisa, then that's the only case of the Maisa which is going to Maisa. That's the only case which is going to be Mekel. What's halacha l'Maisa? It's halacha. We have on one hand in the Rishayim the Rajas Misah with more Neitalasa. The Rasa only submits in between you. We have the Pesach Shiva bringing down the Bikei Yosef, which is just being Seisa, which is just Seisa Malka. Which says that's going to be Mutter. Yeah, so you do have a couple of tzufim when you're dealing with the whole topic. Number one, we have this whole machlekes. Yeah, no, maybe so. Other people there. We always have the shita that could be shulchanach b'chal is not aser. Maybe it's dafka karachas aser. Shulchanach b'chal is not going to be aser. I'm right, it's fine, seder. But shulchanach doesn't pass like that. But it's also something always to throw into the chesed hadvarim. That could be b'chalal. Shulchanach is not going to be aser. It has to be dafka karachas. On the other hand, we have Rishonim saying that the mice, which are being more nice to and Emes Yaakov brings down Yaakov Kamenetsky says the minig is to be Mekel. Says that the minig is to. Emes Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky.
Even by Karachas? By like the big guys?
No, that's all the African thing. Anyway, somebody else says, you know, the minig is.
How old do the kids have to be?
I was like, he's saying you don't need anything, saying, but on this side. You know, Rav Yaakov is saying the minig is to be Mekel. If Pesach Shuvah says something like that, Mestama, like. You know, I don't know if the average Rav in the Shtetl knew the Rajman and the Rav, maybe, maybe not, like, yeah. But, right, that also. Right, Namish doesn't be on the Rishayim. You know, this is definitely what to be Samachan to go ahead and be Mako. What?
The kids by a high chair. Is that like a hold of the table?
Right, the Ari Shana, which are Machmir, you know, if it's not a big deal, whatever. You know, if it's not a big deal, put something down something small. Like if Yashu said in that situation, maybe just put something down something small. Put down something small and whatever. You know, why is he embarrassed and whatever. Say that. But, yeah, the Sheva Levi's make if you have a table, which. What?
What's love with kids?
In terms of what?
Your
kid. Huh? Some has to be a kid, not like a 2-year-old baby. Some of it's a kid, which is age, which is older, which is perceive what's going on. So then that's like some type of. Huh? Yeah, means that. I'm saying if the kid's the age, which so then yeah, but
someone else uses a hacker, not you or your wife.
What do you mean somebody else is a hacker?
What's age
Sprite,
you use?
Like, we're not going to use this to be a hacker.
Well, then 5, 6.
A bottle of Sprite, like, we're not going to use this as a hacker. And someone else needs a couple of Sprites. That ruin the hacker? A third person. A random person by
the hacker. Wait, and that's supposed to have Sprite, and then, fine. The Sheva Levi says another hetter that if they're sitting on the opposite sides of the table and they can't reach each other. they can't reach each other. Outside people that aren't able to reach each other. He just wants to say that quotes and like it's not cool like your mom is eating together, and therefore he wants to make on that type of case. Okay, so we're discussing Shulchan Echad, just so quickly. Shulchan Echad is going to be Usher, hacker between works, some type of hacker between works, separate place and that's a work. Other people there, this is not what to be Samech on, if they're very far away, it's going to be more. This is the second Isser of Karachas. And they can be from the same Kara, and there's another Isser of Shuri Machal. Karachas is eating from the same plate. Eating from the same plate, that's going to be also. There's another Isser that eating from the same plate, that Shuri Machal, something which is left over. Sorry, I'm not saying exactly right. There's one Isser of Karachas eating from the same plate. There's another Isser of Shuri Machal eating the leftover foods. That's going to be us. So the Isser of Shuri Machal and the Isser of drink of the Shuri Shtiyah, that's Dafke, he's Asur to eat hers. But she's, it's not a problem for her to drink from him. It's Dafke Asur Loi. Lechol Mishari Machol Shalat. Stavka him is going to be Asi to Shari Machol. It's not going to Isser on her. Same thing by Shtia. Lo Yishta Mishari Koisha Shasahi. Stavka Isser on him to her. Her to him, Lamaisa, we don't find that it's going to be considered. That's going to be considered as Isser. So what's the gather of Shari Machol? Let's look at Karachas. Karachas is that they're eating from one plate. Then it's going to be awesome. That was if you put out a plate of
fries.
Fine, good example. And you're taking one, she's taking one. So that goes into the Isser of Shuri Machal. Sorry, Karachas. And being that's all eating from what is that? You're all eating from the same plate. Therefore it's going to be awesome. The Taz says that Rishi Shtus Godel, terrible Shtus, they cut Chagig's canons of Karachas, Hunetalachas, Inetalachas, Argmarchila, Vishibas Godel, Shibas Godel, it's a terrible mistake, Chita Chasha, Vachila Viachas, Sidachila Viachad, Kamokan Mashma, Kimisimna Karam, Makatikas, Kadelas, Kadelas, if they take it upon their plates, then that would not be Sidach Karachas, Mashenkin, if eating one, she's eating one, then that's going to be considered Karachas, and therefore that's going to be considered a problem. The person discussed, let's say she tastes the thing. She says, now mom is eating. Takes a little taste to see whether it tastes good or not. Is that considered that Bei Mitzadah Din of Shuri Machal, Bei Mitzadah Din of Karachas, is that considered that she ate from it? So the meaning of Shema Kluga says that Tima would not be considered that. It's only Dafke. If you eat from it, Masekin just a Tima, a Maisa would not be considered a problem. And I'm going to get also Kara Achas. They discuss, let's say you have something like butter or cream cheese, and she takes from there, and then you're taking from there. Is that an Isser? Huh? What do you say?
You put it on your plate first.
What do you say?
Let's see you dipping in it,
right? You'll see you dipping it, okay.
Ketchup.
Let's say ketchup. Let's go there. Let's go ketchup.
Huh? Hummus.
Cannabis. What do you say? Ketchup be a good example?
Ketchup from fries.
Okay, give me the...
Mustard.
It's cool, you're eating mikara achas, you're eating from one thing, you're dipping on dipping, and therefore that should be considered, that's considered kara achas.
There's never a chashash you're going to eat together.
What do you say?
There's never a chashash you're going to eat together.
You're going to take both, you're going
to bite it. You handle both of these.
I know, what do you mean?
You're like steel. Okay, brother, Ramesha has a chiz like this. Ramesha has a chiz like this. He wants to say that, let's say you're shearing a potato bag. We're sharing a roll. Something which is ba'atzim yuchud for one person. So what does that go into? You split it all in half. Something with that sandwich is one portion, and you're glad it's splitting it into two.
Sandwich?
Well,
the beginning of the meal, or what are
they? Beginning of, for you, from a snatcher, machel. So the question is that called kara achas, or is that something else? So Moshe wants to be mechadish. That's called kara achas. So you say the kara achas is like we're eating from one plate. So who did something which is going to be one portion? Therefore, Moshe wants to be mechadish that that's something which is going to be aser, because that's like one kara. And therefore, he wants to be machmer anything which is darkly, which batsman is one portion. The only reason why he's sharing it because, you know, it's husband and wife share it. That's something which is a davar shel chiba. And therefore, it's going to be aser. So therefore, anything like sharing a roll, a potato chip bag, anything which is batsman be so would be so one portion, then Moshe wants to eat, grind your plate, because b'kavtza karachas, being that it's not shirim achas, karachas. That's called karachas. Something which is...
They just don't want to eat the whole thing.
What?
The fact that sharing is just that they just don't want to eat the whole thing.
They're right. But normally you don't share. It's something which you... It's something which is derech chibur, which you do... And you don't share it normally with a regular stranger when you do the thing, leave it over. Therefore, that goes into karachas. And if
originally?
If you cut an app originally, something is bechefza one. Something which is bechefza one thing, he said that's called shari machel. And therefore, he says that's something which is going to be a problem. Therefore, sharing potato bags, sharing like a soda, anything which is, if you say milk for one thing, then that's going, and we're supposed to hash and be awesome. The stummiest, definitely much is very bechidish, you know, the stummiest of the simen pashas, they're not like that, you know, it's not one portion. Karakas pashas, they eat together with one plate, so you have sashnagia, chiba, but to mechadish, if something bechefts is one portion, definitely the stummiest of the dava definitely sounds not like that, and it's very, you know, it's a very, very v'chiddish. I don't think you have to be machmed to consider that, that would consider karachas, and something which would be considered, it's a very v'chiddish. Now, the sveita din of shorei machal, the halacha is that something which you eat from, the leftover of that, that you can eat, because that's something which is, anything which she eats from, like I said before, that's dafka when she eats from it. He can eat from her leftovers, but she's allowed to eat from his leftovers. Now, what are the two cases? And every time you have to figure out when you're eating with your wife, let's have to just massacre my baby. You have to figure out, same table, what do you do? You put this on the back, hacker. Even if you have the same table, you have a hacker, but eating from the same plate, that's karachas, and then that's going to be aser. There's nachadin that even if it's not going to be karachas, there's nachadin that you not eat her leftovers. Anything which her leftovers, then that's going to be aser. So what's considered leftovers, her leftovers? So, her wife says in Shuvah, let's say you have two pieces of schnitzel, and she eats one of them. So the other one, that's not considered her leftovers. The leftovers is only if she ate from it. If she ate from that thing, then that's considered leftovers. Mashenkin, if there are two or three things on the table, if she lamaisa didn't eat from that, that lamaisa would not go into leftovers, and therefore it would not be a problem. It would, yes, be a problem with karacha if it's on the same plate, but if it's not leftovers, lamaisa, it's only a problem if she ate from it. Mashenkin, something which is you could have something which is separate things, which would, yes, be considered a leftovers. For example, if you have a salad, you know, the salad is 100 different pieces, and there's cucumbers and potatoes, whatever, cucumbers and whatever you have in the salad, but whatever you have in the salad, but being that that's all one michel, it's not like separate things, so rather that will go into together of shuri machel, and the whole thing would get a din, would get a din of her leftovers. French fries will be separate things, even though each French fries is an independent thing. A salad, everything's all mixed in, and we've got all one salad. Maybe it's a Mashenkein by French fries, so we look at separate things. So therefore, Shuri Machel is if you eat from the Michael, Mashenkein, if you don't eat from the Michael, then it's not going to be a problem. Mashenkein, when you're dealing with Karachas, is even if you didn't eat from it, then it's going to be a problem of.
Put it on your plate though?
It's going to be a problem of Karachas. By where?
In the herb after the French fries. How do you eat? So you can't take that directly, because then you have to get back to the Karachas issue. So you take the leftover French fries, you put it on your plate, and then you eat it.
If what?
Leftover french fries on her plate.
So it's not a problem of
shiri,
but how do you take care of
karachas? How do you take care of karachas? No, so it could be like an afternoon like this. Let's say she's eating. And she, let's say she finished eating, right? She finished eating, now she's done eating. Now she passes you over the plate. So as karachas, if she finished eating,
it means one.
It means 1-1, or it means it means the same color.
So my sugar wants to say, if she finished eating, so now that she's totally done eating, so he wants to say that now. It's not a problem with Karachas not eating together, but Shuri Machel would be.
Even if she's still sitting by the table?
Shuri Machel. Shuri Machel. Yeah. But that's Shuri Machel. It's not Karachas if she's totally finishing. So if it's a salad, it'll be a problem. If it's French fries, it would not be.
So what do you do? She's finished and she's still there, it's okay?
No, if she ate from it, it's a problem of Shuri Machel.
French fries.
What do you say?
You just take directly by the French fries.
What do you say?
You could take it directly off her plate.
Take off her plate.
What do you say?
You could take it directly off the leftover French fries.
If she finished eating, so now Karach is not a problem. It's not going to show you Macha French fries. Would not be show you Macha if she didn't bite from it. But if I get a piece of chicken, which she bit from, would be yes, because it would yes be considered a heter of Shari Macha. What are the terim for Shari Macha? So they're couple main hetterim. One hetter is that if, for example, somebody, let's say by drinking, right? So it says that the Torah brings down the smack, that if she drinks from a kais, so it's a problem called Shari Machel, Shari Shtiyah. If somebody else drinks in between, then already that's not considered a chiba, and if somebody else drinks in between, that's one way of being matirit. Another way of being matirit is if she drank and he doesn't know that she drank from it. So the Torah brings down, you have to go out and tell him. Well, the whole vod isn't a chiba, and if he doesn't know about it, so then you have to tell him. Now, the pshat is that he doesn't know that she drank from it. If she knows he drank from it, but she doesn't know she's a nida, l'choira, you know, right there, from there, it's going to be mutter. The case with me matter is he doesn't know that she drank from it, so then that's another case that's going to be a mutter. There's a third heter is if she left. That if she ate and she drank, now she left, she's not there anymore. Situation where she's not around anymore, so therefore it's shleip a fun of, and being that she left and she's not around, then that's going to be mutter. And the last heter is a situation where if you what's called leaving? That she's not there anymore, she left, she's gone.
No, the room, the house.
What do I say?
Sleeping is fine.
Country.
What?
Sleeping in front of you is fine.
She's done eating, she's gone, she's finished, she's done, she left, she's off. Brooke always says, Ovi, just tell her to walk outside and say, and come back, because that's a joke. And that's all about is that if you're, that remember Siachas said, Kilo, that that's not because she left, that's because she's here. She's, you know, she went outside. What? He says that, that's how alcohol. She's gone, she's not here anymore, she's done, you know, like whatever. The last factor is you pour into another case. You pour into another case, so then you change from where it was. I mean, they change from where it was, then it's going to be mutter. Now, the shaila is, these are the haterim by drinking. There are four different haterim. The question is by Shuri Machel, do you also have these haterim or not? The four haterim is one is that you didn't know she drank of it, somebody else drank in between. She left, or you pour into another case. Those are considered the four hetterim. The question is, when you're dealing with Shuri Machel, do you also have the hetter or not? So the pashas is will be the start to mechalik between drinking and eating. So you could say by drinking pshat is that it's like a shinoi, like my case to your case. It's more of the thing changed sura, so the pour from the other thing. What?
Water
That's it. Same thing. But the Akikam Neskis is a Nusach, we find that always the Amashkas Mesachas of the Kais is into. It's more Mesachas study for all the Sugis and Kedushin, when you Mekash Bekais, with whether Mekash the Mayim is a Kais, a Chilkel of it, so like Michael, it's less a Chil of it. But Kabbalim, Ramosh and Yaakov wanted to say that you don't have that Tehim Shuri Machel, but it's only by Shuri Shtia, it's not by, only by Kais you have that Tehim, want to say by the other things you don't. The Mais of the Pashas of the Taz is, the Taz says that he says that by Machel, Hisach Acher B'nei Amutuk Moshe Akois, Samachin Chokus Hashem Gam B'zeh, the Pashas of the Taz in Sifkat and Dalit is, he says that if somebody else is Mafsik in between them, it's going to work. And just like it works by Shuri Shtia, it works by Shuri Machel, and therefore it's going to be okay. So just Misad over here, just way out over here. Let's want to Allah before Misad. Let's say she uses toothpaste. Can you use her toothpaste?
Her
leftover?
Yeah.
Oh, what does
that mean? Is weird.
That's
socially
off.
What does that mean? Her same toothpaste.
The Colgate. She took a little.
Oh,
no.
Oh, from the tube?
Yeah. The tube. Boy, you guys are weird. but from the tube, yeah? Is that called Sherry Machel Shalom?
No,
the guy's not Michael, and no, we're not saying that.
Why you let him get away? Ketchup
bottle. What? Right. So there's something which is like a that's like the same ketchup bottle. Besides, that's something which is yeah. Okay, so let's just miss out of it. The kids, every time eating, you have to work out three different issues. You have to work out: are you eating from the same table? If you're on the same table, then you have to have some type of hatter. What type of hati do you need? If you have placemats, changing seats, some type of hacker in between. Fourth hati we said if they're far away from each other. Those are the four times we said. Other people being there, we said, Yishma Lismay. Daniel is also what? Bisemachon. Those are five atarim when you're dealing with the table. Even on the same table, even though you took care of the table, you have to deal with that. You can't eat from the same plate, and you can't eat from the left. In terms of being the same plate, is if you're eating 1-1-1-1, that's going to. That's going to be a problem. You can eat from something which is something which from the same potato chip bag, the same pretzel bag, the same something in the middle, that lamaisa would be considered a problem of karachas. If you take from the kara and put it on your plate, so then now it's not going to be karachas, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Moshe was mechadish that if it's something that's bechavsa made for one person, that's still called karachas. My sister said it's a chiddush, and pashas you do not have to be machmir for it. Even if you add of karachas, not even out of karachas. Besides karachas, did you not leave from her leftovers? Where's leftovers in the geya? It's in the geya number one. If it's karachas and she finished eating, that's one place where it comes in the geya. In Rav Moshe's world, it's always in the geya. That pshat is that if it doesn't have, if you hold like shuri machlo doesn't help to put on another plate, so then. If the hatter doesn't work, putting on another plate only works by drinking, then it's always been engaged. You took a piece of chicken, and now you put on your plate, then you can be stuck, and that's not going to work. So the passage that has that Shere Macho does work, and if you put it onto your plate, then the Maisa, that would be matched. When the Shere Macho, we said there are four main hatterim. One hatter is that if she left, she's gone. That's hatter number one. Hatter number two is somebody else in between. Hatter number three is if he doesn't know that she drank from it. And the fourth factor is if you switch it to a different place, then the lamaisa. If you switch it to a different place, the lamaisa also is going to be mutter because it's not in the same matzif. One second. Yesterday, we went to the shayla. We have to work it out still. We discussing yesterday in terms of begadim to begadim. What's going to be the halacha? What's the halacha in the giyah de davacher? So a lot of shayas in the giyah to this. For example, I felt the shayla is like, for example, let's say you were somebody's wife in a wheelchair, can you push her? So yeah, that comes up. Or middle of the night, sleeping, and you want to like, you're snoring, she must like tap you to wake you up. Another case, could be the gaya. Or touching the begadim. So. on one hand, we have the Taz. The Taz says that what do you need this if you're based to Yitzhak Leimayim? The Chur typically is going to be also outside Zika. So, he says, Zeo Magai de Davacher. He negates the Kli of Mayim. You're touching the Kli, and the Kli is touching the Mayim. Therefore, that's not called Negia because I'm touching the Kli. Kli is touching the Mayim, and you're pouring the Mayim onto him. That's called Magai de Davacher. Therefore, Mitzad Negia, that's not going to be Osir. Mitzad Chibwa, that's going to be Osir. So, the Mashmaitz of the Taz is that if you, I'm touching the Kli, Kli's touching the water is touching you, that's Negia de Davacher, and the Maitzad Davi Mutter. On the other hand, we have the Piskei Tshuva with the Alaliyo. It says that if you have like a fire and the steam, so the proving that from the Aliyo, he says that any shni the rachal hachzin ner biyoda kedei shis to balam tavak can't drink tavak or lecham b'matzah b'ner or lahakim b'nu ner. She's holding a ner, he goes and lights a cigarette from his ner. So that's going to be aser. Why is aser? She does with a sugi machshiron that it's like some type of chiver. So it sounds like if I'm touching one thing, you're touching another thing, they're touching it, and that makes a chibur, and that's going to be aser. So mashmaos over there would sound like that both you touching the same thing, that's going to be a problem.
But the case over there, she's giving him something.
What do you say?
The case over there, she's giving him something.
But the word aser, you're giving him something, you're passing the water.
You're not giving anything by fire. What? You're not giving anything by fire.
You're giving him the fire.
The zeah. So there, it definitely sounds like both touching the same thing. Lamaisa sounds like that's going to be a problem. So the question is, does the Taz stem with the Aliyo or not? Taz says that when I'm pouring the water, since I'm only touching the clean, I'm not touching the water, therefore that's called Gita Davacha, therefore it's going to be Mato. The Aliyo is saying that you can't light a cigarette from her fire. So she's touching one thing, he's touching another thing. And like that's called, they're both touching the same thing, and that's going to be a problem.
He's doing something.
So that's definitely a very big issue. Whether are they arguing, they're not arguing, and there'll be a lot of nafkaminas. Just Daki Chuvin Subkatana is Zion by us. He brings in a case somebody who's a Suma and has a problem walking. So can his wife, or the other way around, help him walk? So he says over there that if you hold on to the stick, that's when he did the acher. And he says, he did the acher. He says, okay, in that situation. I think it's actually pre-asada, I think it was. He seems to say that the gear did the acher in that situation, he wants to say it's going to be mutter. Doesn't say like that situation. Don't hold this directly, do it again to the Vacher, and therefore in that case it's going to be Mutter. Hashemite over there sounding more negated to the Vacher, there's more of a Mutter to be Mekel. And Afkamina of all these shayles are can you touch both touch the same thing? Can Begadim to Begadim, maybe like Minagea, the wheelchair, and people ask, can you touch, she's holding a cell phone, can you dial on, can you dial it as you're both touching the same thing?
We tell if you hold the Zika's also.
Wait, sorry?
Why do you let it carry something together? It's also Nagia to do the
Rahakar.
Carrying a stroller together.
Because there's something that you have to work out. Okay.